Buy Guy, the best you can buy.
Just how much will that spill in the Gulf affect you and your wallet? I don't care if you're living in Connecticut or Michigan, perhaps Illinois or California. Trust me, my friends, this is going to hit us all, especially at the rate the gallons of oil continue to pour out with that leak. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about here in this Hour of America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. We steer the ship a little left, a little right, and a little bit in between. And you're always welcome to jump on anything. Just belly on up to the bar on the boat. It's open, 800-259-5791. And the question I keep asking is this souring folks on the idea of drilling. Is that just out of everybody's mind at this point? Because, whoo, look what's going on. What's going to happen to the environment? Forget it. We're going to have to lay in the weeds on this one. Even the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, flipped. He's already flipped on this. 2 weeks ago, it was all about drill, baby, drill, and isn't this great? And Obama talking about opening it up, drilling again, and lifting that moratorium, going all the way from Delaware on down through Florida, is the right thing to do. And the platforms, after all, are not an eyesore because they're too far out in the ocean, and they're far enough away from the beaches, but not far enough when the oil spills. And this has really ignited a giant fight that's always been there, let's face it, over oil and the environment and how do we produce it and why weren't we drilling before or why weren't some of the wells capped off, all that kind of stuff. Also, I think the biggest story continues to be what's unfolding in relation to Saturday, New York City, Times Square, smoke billowing out, starting to billow out of a Nissan Pathfinder. One guy noticing it, flagging down a mounted police officer, and then clearing out Times Square. I mean, the whole thing. Thousands of people evacuated from there for 10 hours until the Pathfinder could be gone over with FBI agents. You know, they could fingerprint it and do all that sort of stuff. And the bomb squad, of course, they were the first guys on the scene. And then ultimately hauling it out. So now the man who is suspected in this has been arrested a short while ago in Long Island. He's a Connecticut resident. He bought the SUV, check it out, on Craigslist for just under $2,000. And the guy who sold it to him had no idea. I can't remember his name. Who is he? They were asking a million questions. A kid, he came up with an email. It had his name on it. So that was one link to this citizen of Pakistani descent. His name is Shahzad Faisal. He was, as I said, picked up on Long Island on Monday. He traveled recently to Pakistan. They do know that. And the thought is, oh, what a twisted trail he left. But the thought is he went to Pakistan, was advised on what he could do to help the cause, and that was to blow up a bomb of some sort in Times Square in New York City. So it was totally botched. He pays the cash, he gets the SUV a couple of weeks ago, he ends up loading it up with propane and gasoline, parks it in Times Square and has it all rigged up, but it doesn't go off. It's a failed car bombing. It looks like I said, that it's connected to international terrorism, but now this is another one, thank goodness, that was botched. What if it wasn't? What if the Pathfinder exploded? How many people would have been killed if that had been detonated at an incredibly busy corner of Broadway and 45th Street? And the motives, it's too early to exactly nail that motive, but it is looking. You don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to realize, like I said, you follow the twisted path, but the breadcrumbs are all over the place. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize it looks like there is some connection here. Who knows? Maybe with another crazy radical imam, maybe specifically with a group training. At this point, you know, there's lots of speculation. There's lots of rumors. The three propane tanks, the fireworks, the two filled 5-gallon gas cans, the two clocks with batteries, all the electrical wires, they were all over the place. And then there were some other things that were thrown in the car for good measure, but it didn't work out. So tourists, like I mentioned, are done for 10 hours. The police get to the scene because of the vendors, and it was kind of amateurish. That's what the bomb squad, because they know this, they go in, and that's exactly what they thought when they looked at it. So what is the scoop with this guy? Just somebody who decided, screw America. You know, I'm there with my brothers in arms. Or just some nutball. But I think there's more to it. I think that there's some serious connection to whatever group in Pakistan most likely could be an Al-Qaeda rooted deal. Great. Win one for the good guys, though, because here we go again. Abdullah Mutallab, this nut. That's two that did not work. But when is the next one going to actually work and go off? And is it going to be New York? Is that going to be the target again? How frightening. Somebody asked me this earlier in the day. And this was somebody in a former FBI agent. It's worth throwing it out to all of you. When you hear these stories, and we're going to have Jeff Atticott on at the end of the week because we'll know more, and he's going to come on to flush some of this out. He advises the FBI, and he's one of the leading guys in the country when it comes to tracking down terrorists, things to look for, and how do you interrogate and all that sort of stuff. So we'll talk to him on our Thursday show as this starts to be fleshed out a little bit more. But the former FBI agent and I, with a quick chat that we had, which is what I asked him, when does the luck run out? And is it going to be New York? That we saw the failed deal with the subways and what the intent was here. Now you have Times Square. It seems pretty obvious. Hit the biggest city with the most tourists that could be in one spot at one time. If I'm Mayor Bloomberg, I'm starting to lock down the house. Here's what he had to say about what was going on earlier in the day.
Police are reviewing a number of the videos taken in and around Times Square Saturday afternoon. And there is, as you know, a video showing a man in Schubert Alley near the SUV parked on West 45th Street, taking off an outer shirt and stuffing it into a bag as he leaves. Now, he may or may not have been involved in this incident. It was a hot day. Maybe he was just changing his shirt. And this is Times Square, where we have the naked cowboy. But the police took a look at all of the videos and anything that relates that is not perfectly normal. We try to investigate, and they're seeking more actions about his, more information about his actions and identity. And we certainly encourage him to come forward and cooperate with the investigation. Police have also obtained other video images of the SUV traveling along 45th Street at Times Square. And police have also met with a tourist from Pennsylvania who has a video that may or may not show the driver of the SUV.
All right, so that continues to be what was part of leading up to this arrest in Long Island just a short while ago. Let's hope they nailed the right guy, and let's hope he squeals and tells what the path was that led him to this event. Crazy stuff. Stay with us.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
About the bomb scare on Times Square, at least the one good aspect of this is there was a vendor or two. They were alert. They, with as many people that are going by and they're trying to hawk whatever it is they're selling, at least somebody was paying attention enough to notice, oh, there's something wrong with this Pathfinder. This doesn't make any sense what's happening here. And bravo for that, because too many people put on the blinders, I think, and they're just so absorbed into whatever it is that they're doing, and it seems to be on either a phone or something else that they have, and they're focused looking down. Just being in New York, and I love New York, but people are busy. They're running around. They're trying to get from one place to the other. So this alert vendor and just quickly getting to the scene and clearing the people out, bravo, absolutely. And who knows how far that went into hurrying up the investigation and leading to the arrest of Shahzad Faisal in connection with what happened in Times Square. He was trying to actually leave the country. I'm just getting some new stuff at JFK Airport. He's trying to just skedaddle, and they were able to nail him before that happened. So that's good. So here's a little bit of the vendor, and of course he was excited because the president called him, talked to him, called him a hero, and take a listen to this.
Well, I went down and they told me that they wanted me to look at some pictures. And I went down and took me into a conference room and said, Dwayne, no, we really don't want you to look at any pictures. The president would like to speak to you and thank you. Well, he said, thank you very much. I appreciate what you did. The whole country does and New Yorkers, and that thank you for your diligence and acting so fast and being a good American. I walked toward the car, looked inside, and the car was running. The courtesy lights were on, blinking, emergency lights, and there was nobody standing around. I kind of surveyed the area a little bit. Just as that was happening, the mounted police officer came around the corner, and he asked me, was it my car? And I said, no, I didn't know whose car it was. And then one of the local beat cops, Jason from Midtown South, came by and said, Dwayne, what's going on? And, you know, he pulled out his flashlight, started looking inside, and I'm looking inside. And maybe 2 minutes later, smoke started coming out of the car.
Yeah, do you love this, too? Because he was so alert, and, of course, with what he does there in Times Square, knowing the police officers, knowing who's coming by and checking things out. So I totally believe that because of this man's actions, it just helped speed things along. I mean, more time goes by, less time getting to the Pathfinder, all that sort of stuff. You know, who knows if they nail this suspect before he jumps on a plane and gets out of New York. So without a doubt, that is our daily salute. How about some applause? You got to love the part, too, where they trick them. So we need you to come here and take a look at this. And he has no idea what's happening. But thanks to his the fact that he was alert, he helped prevent, perhaps in his own way, that attack on New York City. Like I said, with so many people that are buried in what they're doing and not paying attention. I mean, here's one American who certainly was doing that. And I happened to see him on a couple of different shows today. And it's, you know, good for him. And there's so many vendors, too, up and down those streets. I mean, parked in different areas, but they're right there day in and day out and probably not necessarily, like I said, thinking much of it. So Dwayne Jackson helped big time in this investigation. Absolutely. Coming up, we're also going to talk about that link to South Park, but right now let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. So this guy they've got in custody, the Pakistani?
Yes.
And the Taliban, or the Al-Qaeda in Pakistan was claiming responsibility, right?
Yes, so they've claimed it on a website, and they kind of, you know, the feds kind of poo-pooed that, but now they have this guy that they picked up, and, you know, we'll see where it leads. But it's obvious, and all the stuff that we talk about, where do you think it's going to lead?
Well, they obviously had to have the money for all the explosives. I'm just...
Right, exactly.
You know, so, anyway, you know, Kate, that was just a bad detonator from becoming another attack, and, you know, I'm just to a feeling right now that eventually it's going to happen. You know, and, you know, I'm glad this guy, this Jackson guy was, you know, paying attention, and maybe in a lot of way he helped foil this thing. But, you know, like you said, most people are, you know, they're not paying much attention. And, you know, and of course, in our wonderful era of racial profiling, you know, you can't do that. So you can't really look at somebody and think, hey, he might be a terrorist, or, you know, he might be illegal, or, you know. And so people are just turning it off and just living, you know, living their life. And, I don't know. I just, something, don't you, do you sense something's just bound to happen? I mean, it's.
I do.
You know,
and I hope not, having so many family and friends in that area for my own reason. And just because I don't want to see anything happen in this great country. I don't want to see it get blown apart by some horrible thing and have innocent kids killed or people killed, any of that. And so here you got this SUV, like you said, one bad detonator, Don, away from blowing up. But here it is, terrorist attack right there in Times Square. So it gets thwarted, just like Abdullah Muttalib in the plane in Detroit. But, boy, it feels like we're getting closer and closer to some horrible event.
Yeah. So, hey, real quick before we run out of time here, you know, I catch this news station out of Los Angeles a lot, and they were talking about not to drag illegal immigration into the conversation again for this whole week, but they were talking about they're spending and upwards of $10 billion a year for all the illegals that are in California when it comes to health services, law enforcement, all that stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, now this is a state that is $22 billion in debt, okay, that is cutting firemen, police officers, teachers, and I'm thinking almost half your debt is from people that you're paying for that are illegal in the state. At the same time, San Francisco and Los Angeles, their mayors, have decided that they have the right to tell Arizona, we're not going to do business with you, we're going to boycott, we're going to leave a national boycott at Arizona, because Arizona realizes that the federal government is not going to do anything about this, the only thing that the federal government might do about illegal immigration is give them amnesty again. That's all they did back when Reagan was president. You know, obviously, Napolitano, she's decided to stop building the fence. They're not obviously going to go put troops down on the border to stop people from coming in. So Arizona's trying to do something to try to, you know, and it worked, by the way. I don't know if you saw the paper on Thursday, but it said Mexico's told its residents or people that are headed to the United States to avoid Arizona.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it on the air. Felipe Calderon called for a complete boycott of Arizona, and who cares? Sure, boycott Arizona, easy for him to say, since he hates the way Mexicans are being treated in the United States. He says Mexican nationals. Of course he is, because all the money goes back to him.
Well, and here's the interesting thing about Mexico. One last thing with Arizona, with Mexico, I haven't noticed that they're bringing in out the Ford Fiesta. Ford's doing really well right now, and the Ford Fiesta, they've been had it in Europe for a few years, and it's going to be it's compact, that's going to start being sold here in the United States. And guess where that car is being built at? Altiplan, Mexico. I've actually been to that town outside of Mexico City.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking here we've got these factories down south, you know, of the border, you know, American factories down there supplying jobs, but yet Mexico doesn't seem to want to do anything to help stop this illegal immigration. You know, they are fighting the drug war a little bit for, you know, down there, or quite a bit, but as for the actual illegal immigration, they're like, hey, they're economic immigrants, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, maybe that's when we need to start pulling our factories out of Mexico, and maybe, I don't know, give our company subsidies here to, you know, to start building the cars here in the United States again. We got to start twisting the screw a little bit there, the rubber band, you know, because it's not different. And, you know, they're talking about, there was another thing economically speaking with Arizona. Oh, and you know, and I'm thinking, you know, with this boycott that California, these two cities want to do, why doesn't Arizona just say, hey, you know what, we're going to send out our National Guard, collect all these people, and give them an option. You can go back to Mexico, or we'll ship you to California. There you go, California. Then you can have even more of them to take care of, since you don't think there's anything wrong with it.
There you go. Touche for everybody who wants to see California fall off into the ocean. He'll just help it along by pouring more people into it. All right, thanks, Don. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, including the South Park connection.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Look, people, all of us get ridiculed. But who is the one person on this earth that is completely free from slander?
You want Muhammad because he can't be ridiculed?
Muhammad has a power that makes him impervious to being made fun of. What if we could harness that power?
All right, that's a little scene from South Park. Remember, we were talking about that last week. We had on Andrew Klavan, the Hollywood screenwriter, talking about how crazy that is, the threat over the two guys from South Park and what they had to do when they lampooned the Prophet Muhammad. That was a slice of one of the lampoons. And what the FBI is saying, this could be part of the reason for this bomb in Times Square, this failed bombing. The New York Islamic group warned the creators of South Park that they face some kind of a retaliation for ripping on Muhammad. But the New York Police Commish told reporters that there wasn't a connection that he could establish with it, with this botched car bombing, even though there was this issue that where they had the warning last month by a revolution Muslim, a radical Islamic group, which, by the way, is based in Queens, following the 200th episode of Trey Parker and Matt Stone's South Park that included the character you just heard, the Prophet Muhammad, disguised in a bear suit. I mean, you know, give me a break here. And the guy who runs the website was in Times Square when that SUV was found, but he said he wasn't involved in the terror attack. Oh, I happened to be there. In fact, I was right around the block, but I wasn't involved in it. So, and the trail is not leading. It was not leading to him anyway. But it looks like it's more about some other event versus South Park, and they certainly weren't. What it sounds like is they weren't targeting Viacom at this point. So, I mean, how crazy is that? You can't, we have freedom of speech, and when you do satirical things, everybody, there are no sacred cows, everything is up for grabs. So now you have to treat the making fun of anything to do with a Muslim religion as off base because you might get killed. How crazy is that? Earth to the people who will radicalize Muslim groups. That's not how we play here in the United States. I mean, come on. But I think it probably will make a few people think twice about going in that direction. Or maybe more people should do it and then get some of the people used to the fact that this is how we roll, and that's called comedy. It's comedy, my friends. That's what it is. And if you ever watch South Park, I mean, nothing is out of bounds. That's what it is. Nothing. Whatever group, whatever religion, that's what it's about. So we're talking about the fact that they were trying to get on the plane, that he was trying to get on the plane in New York and JFK. I mentioned all the things that connected the dots to this guy, and let's see where it leads, but I think it's pretty obvious where it leads. Go to in New York. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
A couple of topics. First of all, I want to say Don's call was one of his best yet. He was on target, and he was concise.
He was on target. He was on target with old news, though. We've been talking about that for a week.
But he was well. All right, I give him a compliment. Jeez, you know.
That's okay. I mean, you can do that, but I'm just saying it was information we knew. But you're right. It's exactly what's already been out there with Felipe Calderon and what he said about Mexican nationals. And you and I, Mark, have been talking about that, God, for 3 years. Right. Yeah.
The phone call, I did call last night, but I had to get off the line. I did want to say a prayer for the oil leak, which is still tragic. And it's just a quick blurb on immigration. If you happen to see Ralph Peters' column in the New York Post today, about how dangerous it is at the border and how Hispanics, legal immigrants, and who are part of the population of Arizona agree with the legislation. So you can't – I'm very calm right now. You can't come out and say, look, everybody's a racist. That's against the law. That doesn't wash. And one of the things he said to fix it is the host country, the people that come here must conform to the host country's law, culture, and language. We cannot bend for them. So if they don't want to do that, then they have to go back. But you know what, Kate? I think I'll accept 3 million illegal Mexicans of the Catholic faith. You're going to say, oh, Mark, you big phony, because you're always screaming against it. If we'll just kindly take the visas from 3 million Pakistanis and get them the hell out of here.
I mean, I'll take that trade. I would do that trade. I'm telling you, straight up.
Here's a couple topics from everything that's happened. I got some info on the, well, not info, but just from what I saw on the news. And I saw that they said it was a white male or possibly Hispanic. I'm like, well, if he was a white male, did he get radicalized in a madrasa somewhere like our president? But here I want to ask. Mr. President, you made a speech in Cairo trying to unite us with the Muslim world and be more of an outstretched hand. Mr. President, it ain't taken, okay? They're not accepting the hand. The guy was saying, we're all going to work today. You know, you do what you do, I do. People are going to put their kids in school. This guy's thinking about blowing up people in Times Square. Mr. Holder, I know you're against any type of torture, but you have my permission as an American citizen. You can stick needles in this guy's penis for all I care. You find out where he came from, where he did it, and where are his cohorts. Because, Kate, you know as well as I do, there's more people out there. Just as the 9/11 cell had tentacles that stretched from Jersey to Hamburg, everywhere else, they're still here. You do
Absolutely.
Whatever you got to do to get these bastards. With no pun intended, or no pun. But no, and another couple of things. You know, they can waterboard them. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. And I just want to thank and God bless the law enforcement. Of course, the people that saw the initial that took action. But the law
vendors.
Enforcement, you know, the Patriot Act or whatever they had to do to find this guy as fast as they did. So no one's, you know, we can scream about the Patriot Act, and we have issues with that. But you do whatever you got to do, databases, cameras to find these guys, because this is what has to happen, because we cannot handle the car bombs like they're going on in Afghanistan and Israel and everywhere else. We just, you know, they got to come down on them like a ton of bricks. So thankfully, everyone was working together to get this piece of dirt. And I have a lot of issues with Mortimer Zuckerman, who was a publisher of the Daily News. But the Daily News, a couple days ago, they had a column, and they basically listed two space columns about how many plots have either been foiled or have been initiated. And I'm sorry, America. Well, I'm not sorry. America is Muslim extremist. All right, it wasn't the Hutter Tree. It wasn't the militia groups who a judge thankfully released them because they were entrapped.
Right.
It wasn't Chinese Catholic nuns. It wasn't, you know, the Falun Gong. It was these extremists that just don't seem to care. And where's Mark Potok? Mr. Potok, it wasn't the KKK. From initial reports, is it somebody that was radicalized here, someone with a Pakistani passport.
Sure.
The Daily News had the guts to say, hey, look, this is what's going on. So, you know, people come out of the woodworks and say, well, he was entrapped or he did this. Look, thankfully, it didn't go on. It didn't happen. And I know I've talked a lot of subjects, and
it's
like
ridiculous because we keep giving Islam a pass. That's what's happening. We're giving them a pass, and we have to cut the crap. And take off the gloves, or somebody's going to die.
Right. And then just really quick about, we love the tourists that come to New York. I go to Times Square a lot. I'm into Grand Central and Penn Station every day. I mean, anything's possible. But America, next time you see the bomb squad approach a car, if you cannot walk up to the police and say, excuse me, Mr. Police Officer, can I help you? Well, are you a bomb squad professional? No, you're not. Okay, well, get lost. Fine. What did you see the crowd at Times Square a couple blocks back taking pictures? America, look, you dummies, this is not a reality show. Had the thing gone off, God knows what would have could have happened. And on top of that, don't you think, you just mentioned the guy from Queens. Of course he was in Times Square, not far from there, to see what would happen. They're looking at how the crowd is controlled, how to react. If it was wintertime, okay, it would have been much easier for someone with a suicide belt, two or three, that really want to go see the virgins. They'll just mingle into the crowd and they scream, Allahu Akbar, Akbar. They got the crowd cocooned right there. They could just blow all you people up. So next time, if you see if it's a real problem, get the hell
out
of town. Don't stay around. What are you people? I couldn't believe it. I was like, look at these idiots. They're taking pictures. They're thinking that because you're a block away, you're safe. There could have been snipers on a roof. I mean, look, anything's possible. You people need to open your eyes and get the clue, because the next one will be at a Walmart or at a school.
Mm.
And I'm praying that doesn't happen. But
no,
you people
kidding.
Need to take proactive actions. You see a bomb scare, just leave.
Yeah.
Don't stay around, because you're giving them more soft
body
targets,
counts.
More soft targets, a higher body count. And I guess I'll leave it there. Thank you, baby.
All right. Thanks, Mark. He made a great point. He's there now, obviously, more than I am, but I spend a lot of time in New York and a lot of time in New York City, and it isn't a reality show, and you don't want to take pictures. You want to be far away if you're going to take pictures, because it is too dangerous. You don't know what else could be planned, and that there would be soft targets there. There was a 19-year-old kid, too. It was a college student. It was a girl who sold that Pathfinder we're talking about on Craigslist over the weekend. And she was so excited, she sold the SUV, to a guy who's now the guy that we know is the main suspect, possibly the attacker, for $1,300. He paid her in $100 bills. And it was reported in something I read. She posted a message on her Facebook page, and she was a Connecticut, you know, college student, and said, I'm so happy I got a new car Sunday, after she was clearly getting grilled by the feds. Oh, my God, I had a crazy day. It's official. I've had bad luck. I hope they find that bastard. Wow. So the buyer, that's what she told investigators. The buyer was Middle Eastern or Hispanic. And she's a student at Post University in Waterbury, Connecticut. And, of course, they questioned her because they traced the SUV to her. And they had to question her a couple of times. And finally, that email helped, because the guy's address was on it. And that also helped in tracking him down at JFK, you know, and getting him there before he got on a plane. All right, coming up on the flip side, boy, we've missed up on. I'm going to hit back on those odds and ends, and also the dungeon. Oh, yeah, we got someone to put in the dungeon. It's not a terrorist, believe it or not, or a suspected terrorist. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out. get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
With all of you across America and all those nooks and crannies, let me hit some odds and ends for you in case you missed it. Do you believe this volcanic ash? Now you've got Ireland closing its airports again. There's more problems with this. And you cannot fly these planes if the ash is too close to the airport, because what is the reason? It's like glass hitting the plane. So they're banning all flights in and out of Ireland on Tuesday, because of the renewed risk of that ash drifting south pretty much from Iceland from 7 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they could take it further than that. And the restrictions aren't affecting, I guess, any of the planes that are flying over Ireland from England or from Europe, but the safety risks to the crew, the passengers, all that sort of stuff, because of the drift and the winds, they check the direction of the winds, just cannot do it. If that gets into the engine, that would just kill the plane. I mean, the plane would go down, and the whole idea of the glass coming at the plane, I mean, who's going to take that risk? So a massive ash plume. Remember, it was how crazy that was. You had 100,000 flights that were canceled just a month ago, and now the eruption is continuing, but it's all about the winds. And Scotland might also be part of the deal, too. All right, a couple of other quick things on odds and ends, and then we're going to also get to the dungeon here on ATN. I haven't actually opened the dungeon in a while. I could almost put Ahmadinejad in it, but it would just be too obvious. I've done it before, and he's such a little short punk that why even bother? Of course, what is he spewing? Like the volcano, deadly, deadly nonsense. Because it wants to hear him. Half of the people at the UN walked out. He called nuclear weapons disgusting and shameful, the president of Iran, and urged the United Nations to punish countries like the United States that threaten to use them. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just dissed Ahmadinejad, saying the comments were the same crap. She didn't say crap, using my word, but she said tired, false, and wild allegations, which it is. It's the same old nonsense. So people, the delegates leave. They walk out of the chamber. The U.S. leaves. Britain leaves. France leaves. Germany. Other people leave. It's the same nonsense that he spews that makes absolutely no sense. And we know this. It's time to not talk about it anymore. It's time to kick this guy in the rear end. Because he's laughing in everyone's face. Tehran insists that they are interested only in generating electricity, but give me a break. They are hiding nukes. That's what they're doing. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to have a degree from Harvard to figure this out. It's very obvious. If it wasn't, they would let everybody see. It's not about that. It is about just laughing and kicking sand in our face. Speaking of that, the U.S. also announced in odds and ends that it has 5,113 nuclear warheads. It's true. The Pentagon says they're maintaining that stockpile, and they have several thousand more retired nukes that are going to be dismantled. What job would that be? Hi, honey, I'm going to work. I got to dismantle some nukes. You know, one nuke. How many nukes is too many nukes? I don't know. So the size of the stockpile, this part's interesting, is actually a 75% reduction since 1989. Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, yeah, we're out of the Cold War, and sure, we know the arsenal's shrinking, but I hope they don't ever open that closet door and all the warheads are gone. Whoops, we're down to half a nuke. What happened? Did we sell some off? Did somebody get in the closet? I don't know. What happened here? All right, here's something else of interest, I think. A lot of people are talking about the Arizona law, the toughest immigration law in the land. Of course, there's similar things already on the books. They're just not being enforced. So this is the scoop. Everybody loves a poll, right? There's so many polls. This one was the CBS New York Times poll. And even though people are talking about what it'll do to police departments and how it will affect certain ethnic groups, there is still a majority of Americans supporting the illegal immigration measure in Arizona. Gee, you think? Check this number out. 51% of the people surveyed say the law, which a lot of groups are marching against and say it's ridiculous and outrageous and racial profiling and ripping off people's civil liberties and all that sort of stuff. The 51% think it's the right approach, and 9% think it should go even further. Only 36% say the law goes too far. Not surprisingly, 2 in 3 Republicans say the law takes the right approach, along with half of the independents. There's the number. It's the independents, because independents can go either way. That's why they're independents. They vote for the issue, the person, whatever, theoretically. And Democrats support the law, for the law stands at 38%. How about that, too? And this isn't, I think, a surprise either. If you live in the South or the Midwest, you're more likely to support it than the people that are in the East or the West, for whatever that's worth. That was the poll that came out. All right, we got to go, certainly, to the dungeon in just a second here. And I hate to say it, because since I'm, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump grew up over the bridge from the city of brotherly love. It is really, truly earning the nickname, the city of brotherly shove. A cop used a taser to apprehend a fan who, and I'm saying this nicely, who ran onto the field during a Phillies game on Monday night. They're looking at whether or not this was the appropriate thing to do. Here's what the deal was. The fan was wearing a baseball cap, a red T-shirt, khaki shorts, hopped the fence, ran around the outfield. Two security officers in the bottom of the eighth inning, and this was against the St. Louis Cardinals, weren't able to get him. He was tough to tackle. So one used a taser. The fan went down, poof, in a heap. I mean, just went down. So the Phillies that were out there just put their gloves over their faces, and they were, you know, hysterically laughing. I don't think they could believe it. It was like that's what the stun gun does. I mean, there was a thud. It knocked him down. But is it appropriate when you have a crazy fan to go after them with a stun gun? That is the question. It is the first time a taser was used by police to get a spectator. Now, here's the thing. The fan was a high school kid, 17 years old. But they're going to charge him with criminal trespass. He did do that. And he did run onto the field. But he's a juvenile. And they tasered him. Oh, my. However, I think that it was stupid of him to run into the field on the bottom of the eighth. Shame on him. 17 is old enough to know not to do that. So, in fact, we're going to put the dumb Philly fan in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so Matt, here's the question, as you threw him in the dungeon for me. Fair or foul, using the taser on the 17-year-old kid that ran onto the field, was it too over the top?
I haven't seen it, so I can't say for sure, but it's probably over the top. But if
yes,
he was acting like a little punk, then maybe not. Because you don't know what he was saying to them or
oh, sure, what he's
doing.
Yelling, obscenities,
yeah,
whatever. But I think they should have just dove for him. They should have, hey, yo.
Yeah, what happened to the great tackling abilities of security guards?
That's true. What kind, were they in-shape security guards, or had they had a
it's
few
just
donuts?
Lazy.
Yeah, or what? I mean, I don't know. With that many witnesses and all the nonsense now that is going to ensue, I'm sure it hasn't yet, but it will as a result, and he's 17. I think I would have tried another method.
As a security guard, that's your moment of glory. That's your time,
yes,
to shine, is getting
absolutely
the guy running on the field.
On the board,
and
no
lay
less
a hand on him.
Of course, in the middle of a Phillies game. Are you kidding? Oh, to taser or not to taser? That is the question you can answer at AmericaTonight.net.
Look what you did, you little jerk. Son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.